sweat the technique. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
One last text on Altuve. To be realistic, the most important, exciting thing we have to look forward to in the next 5 years is to support Jose's pursuit of 3,000 hits and beyond. Thinking of this team is on a World Series trajectory, and that window is a stretch at best. It doesn't have to be a stretch. But I will say, this team and this trajectory is giving off Astros late Biggio's career. Where Carlos Lee, Miguel Tejada. What is Granado's take?
They entered their Carlos Lee era.
Oh, yeah. It's giving me those vibes. It's giving me those vibes, sure. Yeah, Altuve's playing the role of star franchise player chasing 3,000 hits.
Yeah, you know, Verlander, by the way, is 0-2, so he hasn't even gotten a win this year when we were talking about it the other day.
That seems very out of left field.
No, because I was thinking about him. He's chasing stats, too. He's chasing 300 wins. He's chasing a lot of things. But I think from an Altuve perspective, chasing 3,000 hits, you're starting to make me very concerned about the last year of the contract here and then the fact that he's going to want to, if it means anything at all, he's going to want to continue to play.
He might need another contract to get the 3,000.
He's got 4 more years after this year, by the way. I said 3 earlier. He's got 4 more. He's under contract for 26, 27, 28, and 29 through the age of 39.
I still believe that to get to 3,000 hits, he's probably going to need another contract.
Oh, for sure. But he's not going to be worth $25 million
a
year.
No. Yeah. But that's my concern, too. Like, if you do believe in this whole loyalty for him above everyone else and keep him with the Astros, hopefully, with Scott Boras and everything else, you don't try and get as much or more, because at that point, I have no chance in believing it's going
to
be worth it.
To be fair, Altuve's always played nice with contract.
Yes.
With the Astros. Always. Even his last deal. If he was a free agent, I know what we're saying, he's not going to live up to the value of this contract. If he was a free agent at the time he signed the Astros extension, he would have gotten bigger than this. He would have gotten bigger.
Yeah. Look, I'm not criticizing him in terms of his ability to be a friendly negotiator, but I am deeply concerned that what that last contract would have to look like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he would do it cheap. Even this contract, he reverse escalated. I know that it doesn't change anything in terms of the average annual value, in what it means to the luxury tax and all of that, but what it means out of Jim Crane's pocket. He makes $30 million this year, $30 million next year, $30 million in 27, and then he drops down to 10 and 28, 10 and 29. Now, it doesn't change the luxury tax payroll. They take the average annual value of the life of the contract. But for what Jim Crane is paying, it does dip down to $10 million a year the final 2 years. So, what does it look like if they had to go on a year-by-year basis with Altuve to chase after 3,000 hits? I bet you it would be $10 million or less a year.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, it would be fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But I also think that instead of being like the Carlos Lee era of Astros baseball, I do feel that there's still enough talent on this team, pitching staff and otherwise, that – And this is where it gets dicey and you got to get creative. And even still, I don't know if it's possible or they're willing to do it. But I think that they still could be better than that if they just added another bat.
Well, yeah.
I just don't think they'll do it.
I agree. They'd be better if they added a bat.
Well, okay. Smartass. I get what you're saying. But I'm saying, I think there's enough talent on this roster that it's not going to take a whole lot for them to be a team that maybe not a World Series playoff contender, team. But a solid playoff team.
No, I would agree. I mean, they could very well be a playoff team right now. Where do you hide Altuve in the field when he's 39? You're looking at it. He's your left fielder. That's why they started the move now. As long as Jordan Alvarez is still on this team, he's your left fielder. If Jordan Alvarez is not on this team, he's your DH.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only way he's a DH is if something happens to Jordan.
You're going to have a 220 hitting, 600 OPS DH at the age of 39.
And you're welcome to the world of the other guys that we mentioned, the Albert Pujolses and the Miguel Cabreras and others.
And this is why when you sign players into those deals, you do not win. Unless you're a team that can pay, chase bad money with bad money.
Loyalty can kill you. I mean, it can hurt you. It's not going to kill you because, you know, your fan base is going to love you and you know, respect you for keeping him in the Astros uniform for his entire career. But the return on investment ain't going to be productive.
That's not. And if you're operating with a salary cap, like Jim Crane kind of does, with the luxury tax payroll, then it does restrict you. It restricts what you can be as a team. All right, here's what let's listen to what Draymond has to say, and then we'll react on the other side. Draymond Green went on his podcast, running his mouth a bit. He called out Dylan Brooks for not shaking hands after Game 7.
Dylan Brooks ran off the court. So when I say you see what guys is made of, he ran off the court, like, ain't shake nobody up. And you admitted that you was trying to hurt Steph Hand, which, again, fine by me, bro. Like, I get it. We all get it when you hoop. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to be on that type of time,
he gotta
wear
be
shades
on that time all,
in the press
he gotta
conference.
He got to be on that time all yeah. the time.
You're going to be talking. You're going to be Mr. Big Bad Wolf. Don't lose and then not face the music.
There you go. So he didn't like that he didn't shake hands. Didn't shake mm-hmm. hands there. Do we agree with that part from Draymond Green? 713-780-3776. Does Draymond have a point here that Dylan Brooks should have shook the hands of the Golden State Warriors? We'll discuss next. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Should Dylan Brooks have shook the hands? DSL. Should Draymond Green have shook the hands of the Golden State Warriors after the Rockets lost the series? 713-780-3776. Blankers, what do you think?
So here's my take on this. He doesn't have to shake Draymond Green's hand if he doesn't want to. If there's just too much that's not water under the bridge and there's too much that's still fresh and real and you don't want to shake Draymond Green's hand, that's fine. But I think that there are 14 other guys in this series and a coaching staff that you competed against. And at the end of the day, I believe that I don't think that you should hate all of them or be so affected by the fact that you just lost the playoff series that you turn and walk away and ignore everyone. Like, if you got beef with some guys, I totally get it. Because I was curious. I was watching at the end of the game because of how contentious this series was. The history of, like, a Steven Adams and a Draymond Green. But I believe that they, whether they dapped up or not, I still believe they shook hands. I was curious. And the fact that Brooks didn't do it with anybody and kind of darted off the court, I think it's classless.
Yeah, I think you should shake all their hands. Including Draymond.
I understand if you don't want to shake Draymond's.
Well, I can understand it, but you do it anyways.
I wouldn't.
You do it anyways. They beat you. They were the better team. They beat you in a 7-game series, 4-3. I think that you have to be a professional. You have to be a man. Congratulations. You don't have to mean anything, but you go shake the hand. You go shake the hand. Coaches do it. Coaches have bad blood. They do it. Why is it any different for the players? These are pro players. They got beat. You go pay respect to the dude that beat you.
I disagree simply because of the fact that even when the coaches do it, sometimes things break out in the, we've seen it in the handshake line. To me, if you've got, it's still fresh, it's still real, and you've got issues with a guy and you don't want to with one individual or two, fine. But I think that it's classless for everybody else that you don't do it for them, for the coaching staff, whoever. I think he should do it with everybody else, but I totally understand if he didn't want to do it with Draymond, because I think I was curious if there's a couple guys on the Rockets, Şengün with Amen, with Steven Adams. I was curious because if they didn't want to, even Fred, but I know Fred and Draymond have a previous relationship, but I understand it if you just don't want to shake Draymond's hand, but I'm going to shake Steph's hand and Jimmy's hand and the guy and Buddy Hield's hand and the guys, like you said. You were better. You beat us.
I think you do. You shake everybody's hand. You got beat in the fight. You go shake the guy's hand that beat you in the fight. All these boxers, they had bad blood. They're sitting there selling the fight, talking all kinds of ish about each other. They get beat in the fight. What are the first thing they do? They go shake the hand. These UFC fighters, bad blood, real physical contact. What do they do after the fight? They go shake the hand. It's part of being an athlete. It's part of being a man, quite frankly. Beat me. You're a good sport. You're a good man. You go congratulate. Even if you don't like the guy, go shake the hand. You beat me. And then you move along with your way.
If you tried to...
You don't have to hug and kiss
him.
Shake the hand.
Physically affect my career or hurt me in a way that you reacted, like Draymond's capable of doing, I'm not shaking your hand. I mean, I'll shake the other guys on the hand. I'm sure I've got good relationships, or at least relationships, and I appreciate the competition of everybody else. But if you're a cheap shot artist, if you're a dirty player, and you tried to pull one of your dirty moves that to try to potentially hurt me, I'm not shaking your hand.
Dylan wasn't trying to hurt Steph?
We don't know for sure because you can show me the replay where he did.
No, Draymond thinks that he did. I'm not sure that it actually was like intentional. I think that Dylan was kind of living up to the image a bit. King of Twitch on Twitch. Dylan Brooks came off as a jack. You know what? Agree Blanker says, Allison, don't be fake. Don't shake hands with people you have known current issues with. But they beat you. Does your softball team do the handshake line with teams that they have bad blood with?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
Well,
they're,
I don't know.
They're professionals.
Bad blood, but, well, I mean, I'm also not afraid to tell the coach on the other team if they did something I don't like.
Will you shake his hand if they beat you?
No.
Oh, come on.
That coach? Are you kidding me?
That's classless.
Yes. If you're up like by 15 runs, and you're still stealing, and you're giving the steal sign, and then when I call you out on it during the field, your response is, hey, we got beat several times this weekend, so we're going to do what we got to do. Guess what? I'm going to do what I got to do, too, and that involves not shaking your hand.
What else are you doing?
Because I would really like to punch him in the mouth, but I'm not going to do that.
Are you throwing the softballs high and in?
No.
You telling your pitcher to go a little high and in? They're trying to steal up 15?
No, I'm not doing that because I'm trying to teach my kids the right way to play.
Well, you're not shaking hands.
I'm not running up the score either. I'll tell you what we do is if we get up big in a game, we'll bunt and we'll work on things where we don't run up the score too much on another team. I'm not going to be stealing bases up 15 runs.
How old are they?
9, 10, 11.
You're getting mad at the opposing coach for stealing bases
Damn
up 15?
Damn right I am.
They're 9
That's
years old.
Bush League move.
So shit, not
That's
shaking hands.
That's worse than Brian on Who Said It.
Not shaking hands is Bush League.
No, if you're that kind of guy and if I call you on it and your response is basically – get over it because we're going to keep doing it. I'm not shaking that guy's
Throw
hand.
Throw him out. Throw him out at second base when they're trying to steal. Shake hands or not shake hands, Brian?
In professional sports, I don't think you have to shake hands.
Give me a break.
I feel the same way about that I do running up the score, like in amateur sports. And obviously that's now going back to an even earlier age since college sports have become pro, basically. But in amateur sports, I don't want you to run up the score. Yeah, show the great sportsmanship, shake hands after games, that's fine. You should do it. But professional sports, dude's been trying to kick you in the nuts all series, I'm not shaking his hand.
I mean, we're acting like Dylan doesn't also do
some
borderline
dirty things. Sure, and if Draymond doesn't want to shake
Dylan's
hand,
right. Say, if there are guys on the Warriors, if Steph doesn't want to shake Dylan Brooks' hand, I'm fine with that too.
I would have been fine with it.
Now, there's somebody sent me a picture on Twitter of Draymond Green not shading Tristan Thompson's hands after, I guess, one of the finals. And which, like, okay, Draymond, you can't call somebody out for not shaking hands if you also are somebody not shaking hands.
True.
You can't be the hypocrite. You can't contradict your own actions with your words. Like, I'm a believer of the shaking the hands. Whenever we lose a basketball game or we lose to, like, as a broadcaster, I'll go shake the opposing broadcaster's hand. Say,
you do?
Absolutely, I do.
Why?
Absolutely, because I think it's a sign of respect.
You didn't play?
Don't care. Like, hey, congratulations. Good luck to you the rest of the way. It's part of being an adult. It's being a professional. It's being a man.
You weren't competing against them, though.
No, I wasn't, but I'm wishing them good luck, and I'm congratulating him for the win. Like, wouldn't you be happy when Texas wins?
I mean, I don't think you have bad blood.
No, I don't. I don't. Definitely don't. But that's kind of the ethics of it, in my opinion. And I think that's the difference of opinion. Like, I absolutely congratulate the other team whenever they beat me in something.
I think it's easy for Draymond because he's on the winning side of it almost every time. To where it's real easy to go in and kind of gloat through it to see who's willing to shake his hand for being a complete a-hole and still coming out on top. When he loses and there was bad blood with someone, I'd be curious how he reacts.
I'd really be curious about all the times Draymond's lost a series, which obviously he's lost fewer than he's won, if he shook hands with everyone on the roster every single time.
I don't know if that's true. If they've lost fewer than they've won.
They've lost fewer series than they won.
I guess you're right.
I would not be bad.
Quick math. Okay. My bad. I concede. I take the L. Now that the hypocrisy of the Draymond Green being the one that says that, I think you could absolutely pick holes in that. 100%. You can't be a dude that, hey, I'm not going to shake Tristan Thompson's hands, but then I'm going to call out somebody who's not shaking my hand. The hypocrisy there is laughable. And a lot of what Draymond Green says in this entire clip, I think, is laughable. But the one point that I agree with Draymond, and again, he's being a hypocrite, is I do believe that when an opponent beats you, you should walk up to that opponent, congratulate them on the victory. You don't even say anything. Shake your hand. Offer your hand in defeat. I think it's the professional thing to do. I think it's the athletic thing to do. We went toe-to-toe in combat. You were the better man this time around. I congratulate you. Then you get your tail in the gym and you try to beat them next time. That's the way that I see it. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Dollar Bill's in the hive. What's up, Dollar Bill?
Hey, what's going on, man? First time caller. Just moved to Houston about 3 years ago, so I appreciate y'all, man. So as a former player and a former football coach, Like, I'm so geeked up when I played and when I coached that it was hard for me to go shake the opponent's hand, win or lose, because I really didn't like you. I didn't like nothing about you. I didn't like your uniform. I didn't like the coaches. I didn't like your family. I didn't like none of that. So I can see why Dylan Brooks, just because of Draymond Green and who he is, like, I'm not going to shake his hand. And if I'm not going to shake his hand, I'm not going to shake anybody else's hand. I remember vividly Avery Johnson as a coach when they used to win or lose games. He used to just throw a peace sign and walk off. And I can see, like, Draymond Green saying that because, like you said, he's on a winning side, so he's going to try to poke holes and poke the bell. Yeah, I won, nanny, nanny, boo-boo. But I guarantee you, you can go down a list of losses that Golden State has had, and I'm sure Draymond Green has walked in the locker room. The Detroit Pistons did it. I'm sure LeBron did it. I mean, I'm sure some games that he didn't even stay on the bench the whole game, and now he has a platform where he can poke holes at stuff, and he wants to get on there and say, well, I'm not going to shake. You know, it's bad he didn't shake Siva's hand. I mean, come on, man. Like, I'm all for sportsmanship, but at the same time, you got to know who you're dealing with. And I believe Dylan Brooks is just that type of player. Now, I can see if Steph would have went to Dylan Brooks and said, hey, man, come here, good game. I'm sure Dylan would have turned around and said, okay, I respect that. But Draymond needs to stop that crap, man. I'm sure he has not went over after every loss and shook people's hand. He's just very hypocrisy. And yeah. I think he's just doing it to get people to listen to his platform and whatsoever. But as a coach, I encourage my players to do that. But me personally, it'll take me
Dollar bill, y'all.
Do as I say, not as
you
I do.
You told your players to go shake hands, but you wouldn't do it?
So, I'm so geeked up. If I lose a game, I tell my players, hey, make sure you go shake the hands. I would have to stand off to the side because I'm so self-reflecting on how do we lose to this team. And eventually I'll go over there and I'll shake their hands. But, you know, like at high school games, they make the kids, like, right after a loss. You have some kids breaking their helmets after a game, and then you got kids saying, go shake their hands. I just understand, like, the emotions. Sometimes, you know, you got to look at who you're dealing with. Some kids really, like, buy into all that stuff. And you're going to make a kid go shake a hand who got, like, dogs, and then a fight breaks out or something. Like, you got to be very, like, you just got to know your team and know who you're dealing
with. But if that's the way you were, and I assume that you coach them like you played, and if you're coaching them and they're all geeked up.
Yeah, but I coach them, and I understand, like, I understand the moment.
Appreciate
it, Dollar. So I try to coach them better than I was, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, this thing about Florida Gators when they were scoring 100 points and Steve Spurrier said, well, they had the same amount of days prepared as I did.
Uh-huh.
And the other team had to go shake the team's hand because
yeah.
they got blown out 76-6. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a different time. So you just got to know, like, as a coach, I knew I got to teach these players the right way to do things.
I hear you.
But as a player, I was like, look, man, I'm so geeked up. I don't want nobody to say good game because I lost. I can't shake your hand right now. I need a moment before I can, like, even say, like, okay, you beat me.
I got
like,
you.
Like, maybe if I see you at the next game or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, appreciate the call, Dollar. Yeah, yeah. You, I told you, your emotions are high. You don't want to shake the hands, but you understand it's the wrong thing to do, so you teach your kids to shake the hands. I get it. I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little hypocrisy, but I appreciate his explanation.
713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Texture says to work on your pickoffs, blank.
No, because there's no pickoffs in girls softball.
I agree 100% with Joel here. Bush League move. Don't shake hands with somebody that doesn't deserve respect. Eric the driver. Does Draymond Green not deserve respect?
So, if you
How many types of flagrants did
he win? How many NBA titles has he won?
But if you do what he did to Nurkic,
that's part of earning respect.
He's hit Steven Adams by his own account. He's hit Steven Adams in the junk twice intentionally. The movie made to Nurkic where he basically closed fisted him in the face and acted like he didn't do it. Like, if I'm Nurkic, am I shaking his hand? Hell no, I'm not.
I mean, the thing with Tari this series.
Which I don't remember the one.
He rolled over and leg whipped him in the head.
Yeah, in the head.
Tari shook his hand.
He did it in the tunnel.
Finally, when Tari was but he had to go track him down. Tari wasn't intending to do any of that. He ran off the court immediately. He was trying to get to his car. He said, I saw him and went to him. I mean, at a certain point, if a guy's tracking me down to do it, then you're kind of stuck.
Blanker should have coached during the pandemic. We just waved from the dugout and said, good game. we're telling our kids to shake hands after a game, but these professionals our kids look up to won't shake hands. Not right. Bingo.
They're not role models. Bingo. Charles Barkley. Come okay. on now.
But they are. Like, yeah. they are. Like, absolutely kids are seeing what athletes do, and then they replicate what those athletes
yeah,
do.
But that's not their problem, though.
No, it's not. I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But they absolutely do it. They yeah. absolutely do look up to these players and replicate every single one of their moves, imitate all of their moves. They
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I'm just not worried about what they do based upon that because that's not their problem.
713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line. Should you shake hands with an opponent after they beat you in a game or a series? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Listening to the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Should you shake the hands of an opponent after you lose a series or a game? 713-780-3776. I understand the Draymond hypocrisy in this. You almost have to take him out of it completely and just the point that he's making. Chris on YouTube, baseball teams don't shake hands after a game. Why does it matter in basketball? Well, they shake hands in football, and they shake hands in baseball outside of professional ball. College, they shake hands after a series or a game if it's a midweek. High school baseball, they shake hands, all of that. And usually if it's a big series, usually the manager will go into the winning manager's office and shake their hand. Hmm. I don't know if the players do that as well, but there is that level of handshakes that do go on. Yeah. In baseball.
I think it's a good idea to take Draymond out of this because...
You have to.
Because listening to not all of, but a good portion of his podcast with Baron Davis where all these quotes are coming from, and he went down the list of Rockets players and gave his 2 cents. He was very complimentary of Şengün, and then he told him if I could give him one piece of advice, it would be to stop whining so much to the officials.
He's not wrong.
Okay, you're right, but guess what? Who whines to the officials more than Draymond Green? Not many people yeah. in this league.
I mean, the hypocrisy's hard to take, but he's not wrong that Alpi White.
Oh no, we've all
much.
Said. Look, we get tired of the review signal on every single call and the arms up in the air and all that stuff, and it's a pet peeve of mine. But yes, I understand that. But coming from Draymond Green, it's rich.
What if Dylan wasn't in the right state of mind and just wanted to be left alone? That's soft then. Like, it's soft to me. You shake hands no matter what. You don't have to be happy about it, but it's what you do. Regardless of how you feel personally about the opponent, you don't have to like it, but it's part of competing. It's a form of humility. It's being a good sport.
But as opponent as a whole, I get it. But if there's a certain individual that's crossed the line and I feel a certain way about it, or it was like I feel a way because there could have been some, like, some serious injury to it, I'm not shaking that person's hand.
An announcer going to congratulate the other announcer is weird, very douchey. I don't know how it's douchey. And plus, you know these guys. Wow. Like, I know them, so hey, congratulations on the win. Good luck the rest of the way.
How is
that douchey?
It's not douchey. I did think it was weird when you told me that. But I could see myself, like, on my way out, like, waving at the other announcer. Like, hey, man, good luck this year. But I don't think I would make a point to go shake their
hand. Oh, absolutely I do. What was the Florida guy's play-by-play name? I forget.
Sean Kelly.
Sean Kelly. We lost. On my way out, stop by. Congratulations. Wow. Like, that's the honorable thing to do. It's also making, like, congratulating him in a big moment.
Did the Duke play-by-play guy that we had on the show come over to you and shake your hand?
No. Hmm. No. No, but, like, we were playing A&M tonight. If we would have – it's a stupid midweek game. If we would have lost the game, I would have went into Andrew's press box before I left. Hey, congratulations on the win. Best of luck to you the rest of the way. That's simple. And, like, plus you know these guys.
But again.
I don't know how it's douchey.
I think that you guys didn't play the game. And you guys have relationships, as you mentioned. And And it's not that competitive fire.
Much
like
easier
it is
to shake their hand. Much, 100% agree. I'm not comparing the two.
Because we used to do it all the time. You get to know all the other broadcasters, and you're friends with a lot of them.
Safe travels.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Yeah,
best of luck the rest of the way. Good luck in the tournament. Go win it. Like it's, but yes, but like, you're not heated at each other.
But here's the thing, too. It's supposed to be a sportsmanlike gesture. But if you were unsportsmanlike in the fact that you took a cheap, dirty shot at me,
I mean, isn't that the battle though of the arena? It isn't that. Some of the stuff that Dylan
does? But that's what I'm saying. I understand if Steph doesn't want to shake Dylan's hand either, because if you cross the line of sportsmanship and you're borderline or further down the road of trying to hurt someone in the process of doing what you're doing, and it happens to me, I'm not shaking that person's hand.
713-780-ESPN. Out to the HRNP listener line. Troy, you're in the Hive. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. But Draymond was basically criticizing Dylan for not shaking his hand and being unsportsmanlike.
Correct.
Well, what part of his game is sportsmanlike? Really? Hell no, I ain't shaking his hand. I'm walking off the court and I'm not shaking his hand ever. He's as unsportsmanlike, and he is a hypocrite and a crybaby. I'm out.
Thank you, Troy. Short and sweet, to the point, concise. I loved it.
Blank sounds like he gets mad about parking spots as a texter.
I don't care about parking. That's the guy next to me.
I don't get mad. I get annoyed. Does Branham shake the opposing team's mascot's hand? No, I get them to try to engage in a conversation, and they never do it. If this was anyone saying it besides Draymond, it would make a big difference. I think that is fair.
I think that is fair.
Sportsmanship is for children. Once you get paid to play, then what does it matter if you shake hands or not? An element of respect. Why does getting Draymond respect mean anything to anyone? And I hate Dylan Brooks being on my team. Draymond is a hypocrite. Eric the driver. He deserves zero respect from anybody. Draymond talking about what classes should never be given the time of day.
True.
I mean, it definitely is hypocritical.
That's very true.
No doubt about this. Softball mom Allison. Yeah, shaking hands is a show of respect. You have to earn it to get it. It's a fair point. I totally agree. Blankers, also little girls, is way different than athletes with public forums and whatnot. In kids sports, it's totally different. It's not about getting beat. It's about teams or players who play dirty, not respecting them for that. What if the baseball teams are doing the same thing against U of H? Let's not act all high and mighty. What exactly would happen? Like, I don't understand that.
I'm trying to follow that as well. What if the baseball teams were doing what to U of H?
I don't know.
Not shaking
y'all's
hands?
Oh, maybe running up the score? Maybe stealing bases up 15?
Yeah,
I'd still shake the broadcaster's hand. He didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's kind of why it's an apples and oranges.
But is the manager going into the other manager's office and shaking his hand?
They shake hands after every game. Yeah, they shake hands.
I understand it if he doesn't.
Now, a lot of times, but sometimes the handshake will get a little contentious.
You think like the Kentucky and the Kentucky and A&M?
There's videos of the Kentucky coach waiting at home plate for early. Yes, they shook hands.
After they got into all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely they did.
He's an idiot.
I mean, it's about 50-50, this conversation. F. Draymond Green.
He didn't try to hurt me. That's an unwritten rule of baseball. But still, I would question.
I think he tried to hurt your feelings.
Well, no, I wouldn't shake his hand if I felt like he was embarrassing me and running up the score intentionally and doing things like that. Then I would understand if he didn't want to shake his hand.
Green is the president of the Poor Sportsmanship Club. He should understand. Texter, I surprisingly agree with Branham on this one. What's so surprising about that? Shaking hands right after an emotional sporting event is the dumbest tradition in sports. If you have to shake, do it before you start. Well, I mean, there's an element of congratulations there, though.
But here's where I would take that. Because of the fact that Juwan Howard was swinging at players and people, and we've had players go at players I would not force anybody, and now college is almost like professional athletics anyway, but I wouldn't force everybody on my team to have to shake their hand. Just like at the end of an NBA game, you have the guys that have played with guys on other teams and have relationships with other guys and coaches. They dap up and they shake hands and they catch up. But if there's a guy that I don't like or a guy that's ticked me off, I'm not going to force you to go shake his hand because, yeah, then things can happen.
Did you see Draymond and Ime? Like, they were kicking it on the way out.
But Ime coached him on USA Basketball. They've known each other for a long time.
It's about professionalism. Another texture. If you're getting paid millions of dollars to be a professional basketball player, you shake hands because you're not a high school kid. You're a pro. So be a pro. Go shake hands. Another texture. You shake hands no matter what. You don't have to be happy about it, but it's what you must do, regardless of how you feel personally about the opponent. You don't have to like it, but it's part of competing. I agree. I think
you're
you
not going to tell
hands.
Me I have to do that if a guy tried to take my knees out or kick me in the grapes.
It's part of the arena. It's all in the arena. It's about winning the game.
Disagree.
It's about winning the game. I'm all about being competitive in the arena and being borderline dirty in the arena. But once the clock hits zero and you get beat and the other guy's the better man, you go congratulate him on being the better man.
Sometimes you got to do that in the hospital if you hit him after the whistle.
I agree. You should have shaken hands, but Draymond shouldn't be the one saying it. That's probably fair. I think there's nothing wrong with bleep talking on the court and a little pushing and shoving. When you lose, though, you got to tip your hat to the other team. Agree with that?
You can tip your hat in the press conference.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Okay, that's your opinion.
It's doing it. I mean, you don't think this is the same?
No,
you think,
I'm
you think
telling
saying
you that
the press conference is the same as looking a man eye to eye and offering a hand? That's not the same.
Draymond, how many times does Draymond do it in his podcast what he won't do on the floor?
The Draymond thing is very hypocritical. I'm not arguing that at all. You're 100% right about the Draymond Green being hypocritical.
But if another player on another team, Draymond Green, tried to take my knees out.
I'd shake his hand afterwards.
Oh, I would not.
I'd shake his hand
afterwards.
Good battle. Good battle. We'll see you again next year, and I'm probably going to do the same thing. It's the quiet, confident man. You shake the hand, and I'm getting you back next year.
I'm quite confident if he did it again, I'd punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of non-Draymond examples, because Draymond, I think, just kind of completely distorts the conversation. But you remember that play, this is going back a ways, but when the Spurs were playing the Suns and Robert Horry basically gave a hockey check to Steve Nash and to the
state. Scores table.
Yeah,
it's good hard basketball. It's playoff basketball.
If I'm Steve Nash, I'm not shaking Robert Horry's hand out.
Steve Nash is a professional. He knows it's good hard basketball.
It wasn't.
It's good hard basketball. It's the spirit of the arena. It's the competitive of the arena.
I don't think
Steve Kerr, whenever he answered the question about are they hitting Curry's knuckle or you know thumb knuckle, it's within the rules.
Kicking a guy in the nuts like Draymond does isn't within the rules. Mm-hmm.
Or after the whistle, flailing and hitting a guy in the jaw.
But I mean, think
it's
about
not
it too.
In the spirit of competition.
I'm going to get him back. I'm not going to shake his hand. Okay.
I'm going to avoid the possibility of me losing money and my temper. That's what I'm doing.
713-780-ESPN. Should you shake an opponent's hand whenever you get beat? The other guy beats you. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Villains don't shake hands, says the texter. He said he's getting away from the Dylan the Villain. He says he's not that guy anymore. Dylan Brooks is not the first and will not be the last person to walk off the court after losing Game 7 without shaking somebody's hand. Yeah, we know that he's not, but is it the right thing to do? What are you saying about the villain thing?
Who's he kidding? That ain't going away. He's not going to stop doing that. He's not going to stop doing it to LeBron. He's not going to stop, you know, I mean, even the way he reacted when called out about the thing with Curry. I mean, they are who they are. If that's the kind of image you portray and the way you go about your business, so be it. But you deal with the consequences, which is not everybody's going to want to shake your hand and like what you do.
No, they're not. From Rackham Pete, I don't fault Dylan Brooks for not congratulating Draymond. It's hard to shake the hoof of a jack. That's well played there. Yeah. I think Pete's becoming one of my favorite characters. I really like what Pete's bringing to the table lately. Yeah, Pete.
Is that who texted that?
Yeah,
that
Rackham,
was good. That
Rackham
was
Pete.
Yeah, that
Pete's,
was good.
Pete's solid. Solid listener. Mm-hmm. Pete's a solid member of the Hive. That's the first and only time I'll agree with Draymond. Dylan should have been more professional after Game 7. Shake hands and move on. No shaking hands. Not shaking hands. Who cares? It's not Little League. Draymond will find anything to talk his ship. That's true. Draymond has to be one of the most overrated players in the NBA. I don't think Draymond's overrated.
See, I think that goes back to the whole SportsCenter baby mentality of in order to be like impressive, you got to fill up the points in the box score. When you go back and watch some of the games in that series, his ability to play defense, his ability to play intelligent basketball, even offensively, mm-hmm. he does a whole hell of a lot to help his team win games.
I think he's an elite role player.
I think that's probably a good way to sum it up. Yes.
He can never be the best player on a good team. But if he's on a good team, he is elite at that role.
Yeah, he can take a good team to a better team, even if he's not the guy leading them in points.
And he's a really good defender. I mean, he's a really good defender.
No question.
And you got to have really good defenders on really good basketball teams. Blankers in hockey, they beat each other's brains out and are still a man enough to shake hands at the end. That's why hockey is a man's game.
Right, okay. Not everybody. If you got in a fight and a guy hits you with a skate and the grapes
and shake hands
and tries to take your knees out,
shake hands.
You, BS.
They do.
Not everybody does. I would bet you that there are guys that aren't going to shake another guy's hand if he got cheap-shotted.
Remember that – never mind, I'm not going to say that. Claude Lemieux used to get handshakes from everybody.
Way to go, Claude.
One of the biggest goons in hockey history. Everybody shook his hand. They respected his goonness, the Claude Lemieux. Brabham sends out – he spelled my name B-R-A-B-H-A-M. Brabham sends out thank you cards on his wife's behalf. I've sent out thank you cards, never on my wife's behalf, but I've sent out thank you cards. I think it's the gentlemanly thing to do. You ever send out a thank you card?
Yeah.
Everybody sends out thank you cards.
Thank you cards.
Sure, yeah,
thank
for you cards? Wedding. Weddings, yeah, for wedding, sure, baby also, shower. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the right thing to do. The time is always right to do what is right.
Not
sound like a PBS special.
You don't know who said that quote?
No.
Racist. It's MLK. Okay. It's Martin Luther King. Okay. It's always right to do what is right. And he's right. He was absolutely right. Is there a such thing as running up the score? Maybe don't suck all game and expect the other team to stop. I think this is to you. Is there a such thing as running up the score? Maybe don't suck all game. I think it's the opposing coach. Is there a such thing as running up the score? Maybe don't suck all game and expect the other team to stop trying or just give up. You're the losing team. Take the butt kicking like you deserve.
No chance because of the fact, and there's so many things that go into this, but we're playing up against higher competition, but we're trying to get a barometer, and there's only an inning or less to play in the game, and you're up 15 runs, and you're telling me that's the way you'd handle it, then you are, my friend, worse than someone that's not shaking
I think
hands.
There are times you have to take your beating. I'm not saying your time
we
is
are
won.
Taking the
I'm
beating
not saying
down 15.
I'm not saying your time is won, but there are times you have to take your medicine and take your butt whooping like a man, and you sit there and wear it.
But I'm not going to try and steal to get an extra couple of runs at the end
of the day. I'm not saying your situation. I'm saying there are situations that exist in sports where you're getting whooped and you got to sit there
for sure
and bear with it. Just and suck it up and
if
have to deal with it.
If it's just a mano-a-mano, no cheap shots involved, and the better team won that day because they blew you out, then I'm definitely shaking everybody's hand. But as part of the equation, if a guy is trying to take my knees out and kick me below the belt, I'm not.
Corey, the fact that Jon Jones and Cormier fought and shook hands after shows that it's a respect thing, not a like thing. My favorites were whenever Mike Tyson would, like, eat the hearts of their children. And then after the fight, he'd be like, I don't even know.
Well, Floyd Mayweather for years would, I mean, if you'd watch the promos heading up to the fight, just talk about his opponent like he's a deadbeat dad, he's the scum of the earth, just trash him. And the second the fight's over, they're hugging and he's pumping them up. It was a part of the game.
I will say this to whoever said that about the MMA fighters. One of the most bizarre things I've ever seen is how friendly they are after a fight.
Oh, it's like, a respect thing.
They go and beat the living hell out of each other, and then they're in the back sharing a beer and just yucking it up like no big deal. That is impressive to be able to do that.
Well, I think it's the fighter's creed.
Maybe so, but whatever it is, from Apollo Creed to the Fighter's Creed to whatever you call it, it's impressive because, like, if I'm going to rip another guy's head off for three to five rounds and it's no holds barred, that's going to be a tough scenario to go and shake someone's hand. But it's a business.
Do y'all shake hands after the show? Our series isn't over. Whenever our series is over, we'll shake hands. Shaking the other team's announcer's hand is like Little League team moms hugging and exchanging phone numbers. I get the numbers of the opposing broadcasters. That's a fair comparison.
Would you shake? Like, I think we've all been let go from a job among the three of us. Yeah. Do you shake the guy's hand who
depends
lets you, or the woman's hand who lets you go?
It really depends on the
scenario. Like, if Mr. Gal fired me, pulled me into the office and fired me, and he told me why, and I agree with the reasoning and all that, I'd shake his hand.
Been a scenario where let's just use our own personal experience.
The only time I've been fired was through an email, so I didn't have the opportunity to shake that guy's hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah. Once I did shake the hand, the other time I did not. But again, it was COVID and it was a virtual thing, so I couldn't.
I've never had the opportunity to shake someone's hand after being fired.
It was at the flagship, and I wouldn't have.
Yeah,
but you don't want to burn a bridge either, because you may need that person as a reference, or there might, your paths might cross again somewhere in your career to where you have to take that into consideration, no matter what inside your personal feelings are.
You don't think that Draymond's using or Dylan's using Draymond as a reference in the future? Or?
I mean, it's different on the sports. I'm saying the scenario was brought up about our experiences with getting fired as opposed to.
I just think that's the closest we can come to, like, the emotional state those guys are in that moment.
I don't feel like that's the same. He's not getting fired. He's not losing his job. He's still going to be paid handsomely. I think it's very different.
It is different, but it's just the closest we could come to that moment.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing we would do on a regular everyday basis that would put us in the emotional state those guys are in after losing a series.
I think it'd be playing pickup.
Yeah, no.
I think that's way better, playing pickup for $100.
You're playing pickup for money?
Sometimes.
When are you playing pickup
since high school. You golf. I mean, absolutely you do with golf. That's a great call. You do it with golf. The other guy beats your brains in. He beats you 16-2, mm-hmm. and you go pay him his money, and you shake his hand. Yep. I mean, absolutely.
That is true.
And he might have been talking trash the whole time, too. Sometimes you do it with a guy you don't even know. He just picked up with, like, a buddy, like an acquaintance, like somebody, like a friend of a friend. And he beats your brains in, and you pay the guy the money, and you shake his hand. Fantasy football. You ever been in a fantasy football league with somebody you don't like, and they beat you in the championship game? What do you do?
I mean, it's virtual.
What do you do? Do you send him a congratulations text or not?
Yeah, I usually congratulate him on the chat.
You might hate his guts.
There's no one in my current leagues. I've learned to distance myself from people that I can't stand in those sort of situations.
Yeah.
Benefits of being the commissioner.
If in boxing you shake hands after the fight, then basketball you don't get a pass, says a texter. 100 Draymonds versus a gorilla. I would take 100 Draymonds versus a gorilla. Give me Draymond in this situation.
You think that after Tyson 100. Tried to bite Holyfield's ear off?
He didn't try.
Okay, he did.
He did.
Well, Holyfield was on his way to the hospital.
He succeeded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holyfield seems like the kind of guy that might be forgiving.
I think they've gotten along now way past the fact. Now, did he bite his ear in Holyfield 1 or 2? I think it was two, right?
I
think it was in the second fight.
See, because, okay, so let's take the Rudy that we brought up a while back, the Rudy and Kermit Washington. It took years, decades, before those two would even go in a room together.
Yeah. Well, Kermit's still not over it, right?
Kermit's passed away.
Oh, okay. Wasn't he bitter about
he
it?
He was bitter.
The end?
He was bitter about the way that he was portrayed.
He got blackballed by the league, okay. He thought, going forward.
He did.
Rudy was not interested for a long time. And that's where I think that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. Like, you messed up his world, could have really seriously almost killed him.
I feel like that's I feel like that's apples to oranges too.
But that's during a game.
Draymond didn't end Dylan Brooks' career. He didn't smash his face in where he had to have 100 surgeries to fix his face.
The cheap shots have been to a point where you could have hurt somebody. Not maybe necessarily in this series, but with other incidents.
Probably true, but it's different whenever you do it and you don't do it.
Like the Myles Garrett situation when he with the helmet.
Uh huh.
Like if I'm Rudolph, I'm not shaking his hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, Draymond didn't rip off somebody's helmet and hit Dylan Brooks, though.
Because they don't wear helmets.
He might have tried.
He might have totally done that.
If we have Draymond and they have Brooks, we win the series in 5. If you traded Draymond for Dylan Brooks, do the Rockets win the series? I would argue they do.
I think they would too.
Because, I mean, how's Golden State stopping Alpi?
They don't.
Yeah, you're right. They win that series in 5.
Yeah. Oh, easily. And also because of the fact that we were talking about, like, the Rockets were a deeper, better team on paper, just one through whatever you're running through your rotation, but the experience mattered, and Draymond was a big part of the experience that mattered. Those three guys, their experience mattered, and their head coach.
Do y'all shake Granato's hand after he berates you on air, Big Art? I shake Granato's hand every time I see him. Every time I see Granato.
Just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
Yeah. I mean, I think he hates my guts, but I shake his hand every single time.
Did you shake Lance's hand after he went off on you a few weeks ago?
John and I are fine.
I don't think we had an opportunity to do that.
Okay.
But I would. I mean, he's
up here all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I see him all the time. It's not the end of our – it's not the closure of our book. Like, the series is the closure of a book. Lance and I's book is not closed.
So you just have an unlimited time for that handshake?
Well, it wouldn't be unlimited. Like, I get axed. Hey, I see him on the way out. Lance is great knowing you. I think you're great on air. I think your Hall of Famer is well-earned. Yeah, end of story. Absolutely. I'd have no problem doing that. High school football coach for 30 years, probably coached 350 games. Not once I ever not shook hands with the other coaches. Been time for security reasons, players have not. But he is a coach, and 350 games has never not shaken the hands of a coach. Jaybert, let me get this right. Blankers wants the other coach to show sportsmanship by not running up the score, but doesn't want to show sportsmanship by shaking hands. Says Jaybert.
If you do something that is unsportsmanlike, then it's hard for me to have to be the person, to be the bigger man, to show sportsmanship.
So if somebody doesn't show sportsmanship, you're going to counter that with not showing sportsmanship.
It depending on how egregious it was.
I think people would be on your side on that. Yeah. I don't think you're the only one that would have that thought. Peter K., Blank Hands, hates puppies, kids, nickel corners, the Rockets, property taxes, beef fajitas, Draymond Green, trampoline park workers, and coaches that run up the score.
Is this your guy that you like?
No, that wasn't Pete. That's Peter K. Oh. Different guy.
Well, you
keep
different.
Up.
Okay. No, I'm asking you so you can differentiate for me.
We need the running list somewhere in studio.
Because we got several Pauls too, right?
Probably, yeah. You don't like Draymond or Patrick Beverly till they're on your team. Troy, that's true. Who do the NBA fans hate more, Dylan or Draymond?
Draymond.
Probably Draymond. Draymond's more popular. He has more cachet. All right, who's the top sports villain in Houston sports history? 713-780-3776. Is Draymond on this list?
Yes.
It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN
92.5. The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.